Good morning. On Sunday the 24th of April 2022, our readings for today are from the book of Revelation chapter 1 verses 4 to 8 and the gospel according to St. John chapter 20 verses 19 to 31. And I want us to consider this passage from John chapter 20. Jesus appears, the risen Jesus appears to his disciples. And Thomas isn't there. He misses it. But Jesus comes along and he shows the disciples the nails, the nail prints in his hands and the hole in his side. He shows them these things and they realize that he is the Lord and he is amongst them and he is risen from the dead. But then Thomas comes into the picture and we call him Doubting Thomas because he doubted. But the thing is, the very thing that he asked for was the very same thing that Jesus showed the other disciples, the nail prints and the hole in the side. And Thomas just spoke it out loud. He says, unless I see these things, I'll not believe. And when Jesus appeared and Thomas was there, Jesus immediately said, put your finger in my hands in the nail prints, put your hand in my side. And all he was doing was the same as what he'd said to the disciples, but he knew what Thomas had thought. He knew what Thomas had said. And the reason why he knew these things is because Jesus was now, again, one with God. He was God, appearing in human form, but he was the risen Lord. And so he knew all things. You know, while he was a man on the earth, he operated by faith because he was as one of us. Because he could only die for us as one of us, the Lamb of God who took away the sin of the world. But now as the risen Lord, he is complete in God, reunited, so to speak. And so he knew exactly, and that's why he was able to come into the room and say to Thomas straight away, you know, almost in a sense what he was saying to Thomas, look, I know what you said. I know what you were doubting. So here, put your hand, put your finger in the nail prints in my hand. Put your hand in my side and believe. Believe, Thomas. But then Jesus makes this statement is that, you know, it is great for you who see me and believe. How much more greater for those who don't see me and yet believe. And I believe that Jesus is very much talking to you and me. Talking to us because we don't see Jesus. We aren't at the time of Jesus. We're 2,000 years later, nearly. And all we've got is the Bible. The written word of God. Now, yes, people have experiences and people can sense God or feel God or have an encounter with God. But essentially, we go from a book, the Bible, the word of God. We read and our hearts are stirred, and we either accept that stirring that goes on in our hearts and our spirit, or we don't, because everybody reads the same book, everybody reads the same words, and yet there are different responses. And so we will believe or not believe, but our belief is based on the Bible and what it says. And obviously for me, I believe that the Bible is the truth. I believe that the Bible is the Word of God. I believe that the Bible tells me all about Jesus and will tell you about Jesus if only you'll believe. And I've talked about many times, I was only recently saying the same thing, is that all it takes is a step of faith. Because the thing is, we cannot understand Jesus with our brain. Knowledge is not enough. Knowledge cannot understand these things. It takes faith. And all that faith is, I choose to believe that what it says is truth. I choose to believe that what it says is the truth. Either truth or the truth, but it's truth. And I choose to believe it. And I do so by faith. And wonderfully, the faith that we believe with is the faith that comes from God. And we can't necessarily explain it or even explain it away. But we choose to believe God through the written word of the Bible. And Jesus is saying, greater are those who believe who haven't seen. And as much as many of us would say we would love to be there and see Jesus and see the nail prints and whatever, in a very real way, it's so much greater your faith because you believe and you haven't seen. But as you step into that believing and as you step into that relationship with God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, whatever way you relate to him, as you step into that relationship, you are just built up in your faith. And that building up is by Jesus, because he comes to live within you by his Holy Spirit. He comes and he is with you and you are with him forever. So I encourage you to read, go and read those stories and allow the Spirit of God within you to teach you, to show you, to speak to you. Jesus is alive. He has risen from the dead. And by doing that, death has been defeated. And therefore, we have hope, not just in Jesus, but we have hope in the resurrection, that we too will be raised from the dead and be with him forever. Just as we're with him forever right now, but whenever we die, we'll be with him and we will see him and know him face to face. So be encouraged. Do not doubt like Thomas, but believe the words that you read are the truth and believe in God for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.